Scholastic Audio presents The Cracks in the Kingdom, The Colors of Madeline, Book 2, by Jacqueline Moriarty. Read by Fiona Hardingham, Andrew Iden, Kate Reinders, and Peter McGowan.
From Memoirs of Sir Isaac Newton's Life by William Stukeley, 1752. On the day that Oliver Cromwell died, there was a very great wind or tempest over the whole kingdom. That day, as the boys were playing, a set of them went to leaping. Sir Isaac, though he was little practiced in the exercise, and at other times outdone by many, yet this day was surprisingly superior to them all, which they much wondered at, but could not discover the reason, which was this. Sir Isaac observed the gusts of wind, and took so proper an advantage of them as to carry him far beyond the rest. From the Kingdom of Cello, an illustrated travel guide by T.I. Candle, 7th edition, copyright 2012, reprinted with kind permission, Breledge University Press, T.I. Candle. The People of Cello. There are plenty of people in Cello, so that's good news. Most of these people sleep at night and love their royal family and get about by walking on the ground. Nevertheless, in the course of your visit to Cello, you may well meet a night dweller, or come across a wandering hostile, or bump into an occasional... Actually, you probably won't meet an occasional pilot. That's about as...